Hey there, it's Sarah. Ever found yourself puzzled, wondering if a younger woman is into you? Today we're going to decode those elusive signs of attraction that often fly under the radar. Sometimes these indicators can be pretty clear, woven into her actions, her words, and even her digital interactions. By the end of this video, you'll be equipped to spot these signs, gaining a sharper insight into her feelings. And keep an eye out for our bonus tip at the end. It's a game changer, brilliantly linking all these insights. This tip will elevate your understanding and fine-tune your responses to these signs. You won't want to miss this essential piece of advice. 1. Increased physical proximity. Let's talk about the art of getting closer. Quite literally, when a younger woman starts inching closer to an older man, it's like a dance of clear hints. Why is closing in such a big deal? Let's dive in with a lighthearted lens. Imagine this. You're at a social gathering, and there's this younger woman who seems to accidentally pop up near you. Maybe she's picking the seat right next to yours, or casually standing closer in a group. This isn't just about sharing the same air, it's her way of saying, "Hey, you've caught my attention." But remember, this isn't a game of tag. It's important to read these signs with a pinch of tact and respect for personal space. If she's reducing the physical gap, it's like a silent cue for a potential connection. So, how do you respond? Keep it light and friendly. Maybe throw in a humorous observation about the crowded room or how the best spots always seem to be magnets for good company. It's about acknowledging her presence with a smile, not with a spotlight. After all, the best connections start with a shared laugh and a comfortable vibe, right? 2. Engaging in extended conversations. Let's jump into the world of conversations. They say a good chat is like a mini journey, but when a younger woman engages in extended conversations with an older man, it's like a road trip with interesting pit stops. So, why are these long talks such a big hint? Let's have a friendly chat about it. Picture this. You're in a conversation with a younger woman, and what started as small talk gradually turns into a marathon of shared stories and hearty laughs. She's not just responding, she's actively participating, asking questions, and perhaps even playfully challenging your views. This isn't just passing the time. It's her showing genuine interest in getting to know you, your thoughts, your experiences, the whole nine yards. But hey, let's not get lost in translation. It's important to keep these conversations flowing naturally. If she's willing to spend her time diving into deep discussions with you, it's like saying, "You're more interesting than my phone." So what's your move? Engage back with the same enthusiasm. Share your stories, but also be a great listener. A chat that turns into a captivating exchange is like finding a hidden treasure in the sea of social interactions. It's fun, exciting, and who knows, it might lead to discovering new horizons together. 3. Laughter and playful teasing. Now, let's dive into the world of laughter and playful teasing. It's like a secret language of flirtation, but when a younger woman often laughs at your jokes and teases you playfully, it's like she's tuning into your frequency. So, why is this giggly banter so significant? Let's unwrap this with a smile. Imagine you're sharing a story or a joke, and there she is, laughing genuinely, maybe even playfully nudging you about your quirky sense of humor. This laughter isn't just courtesy. It's her way of saying, "I enjoy your company and you're fun to be around." And when she teases you, it's not just to poke fun. It's her way of creating a unique shared moment between the two of you. But hold the tickle fight. It's important to read the room. Her laughter and teasing should feel light and comfortable, not forced or uncomfortable. It's like a dance where both partners need to enjoy the rhythm. So, how should you respond? Join in the fun. Keep the atmosphere light and playful. Maybe throw back a witty remark or two. It's about building a bridge of jovial connection, showing her that her joy and playfulness are reciprocated. After all, laughter is the music of a happy interaction, isn't it? I hope you're finding this video enlightening. If so, why not show your support? A quick like, dropping a comment, or subscribing can really boost our journey together. Your insights and feedback shape our content, so share your thoughts in the comments below. Thanks for being an important part of this adventure. 4. Subtle touches. Let's venture into the area of touches, a language of unspoken words. When a younger woman lightly touches your arm during a conversation or brushes against you casually, it's like a whisper of interest. So, why do these fleeting touches speak volumes? Let's gently uncover this nuanced aspect. Think about those little moments. A light touch on your arm to emphasize a point, a playful nudge during a joke, or a brief pat on the back. These aren't just random acts of physical contact. They're her ways of saying, "I'm comfortable with you and I want to establish a closer connection." It's like a physical echo of her interest. But here's the catch. It's all about the context and mutual comfort. These touches should be spontaneous and welcome, not forced or intrusive. It's like walking a tightrope of mutual understanding and respect. Your response? Keep it cool and respectful. Maybe respond with a warm smile or a light, friendly gesture in return. It's about acknowledging her clear signal without overstepping boundaries. Remember, the language of touch is delicate and should always be spoken with the utmost respect and care. It's a dance of mutual understanding, where every step counts. 5. Active social media interaction. Now, let's tap into the digital dimension of flirting. Social media. In today's world, a younger woman's likes, comments, and shares on your social media posts can be like little digital nods of interest. But why is this online engagement so telling? Let's scroll through this modern form of connection. Imagine this. You post something on social media, and there she is, consistently liking and commenting on your posts. Maybe she even shares your content or tags you in memes. This isn't just a random scroll and like. It's her way of saying, I'm paying attention to what you share, and I want to be a part of your digital world. It's like a virtual conversation starter. But remember, not all likes are created equal. It's important to distinguish between polite online interactions and genuine, consistent engagement. It's like deciphering digital body language. So, how do you respond? Keep it interactive and fun. Engage with her posts in return, but keep it light and respectful. Maybe drop a friendly comment or share something that reminds you of a conversation you had. It's about creating a two-way street of digital dialogue, opening the door to more personal and meaningful exchanges down the line. After all, isn't social media just another way to connect and share a laugh or two? 6. Seeking personal information. Let's dive into the world of curious inquiries. When a younger woman shows interest in your personal life, it's like she's tuning into your personal radio station. But why is her seeking personal information a sign of interest? Let's unravel this with a touch of intrigue. Picture this. You're chatting, and she's not just sticking to small talk. She's asking about your favorite music, your weekend hobbies, even your opinion on topics ranging from the trivial to the profound. This isn't just idle chit-chat. It's her way of peeling back the layers to know the real you. She's not just asking to ask. She's genuinely interested in what makes you tick. But remember, it's all about the balance of sharing and respect for privacy. Her questions should feel comfortable and engaging, not like an interrogation. It's like a dance of curiosity where both partners feel at ease. So, how do you keep up with this rhythm? Share a bit about yourself, but also turn the table and show interest in her life. It's about building a bridge of mutual understanding and connection. Remember, when someone is genuinely interested in getting to know you, it's not just about the answers. It's about enjoying the journey of discovery together. Isn't it exciting when conversations turn into a treasure hunt of getting to know each other? Bonus point, mirroring your actions and words. Now, let's explore the intriguing world of mirroring, a seemingly subtle yet powerful sign of interest. When a younger woman starts echoing your actions and words, it's like she's subconsciously saying, "We're in sync." But why is this mimicking behavior so meaningful? Let's dive into this fascinating phenomenon. Imagine you're having a conversation, and you notice she's using similar phrases or laughing in the same way you do. Maybe she's picking up your expressions or even your coffee order. This isn't just coincidence. It's her way of building a connection, like a silent compliment saying, "I like your style." But here's the twist. Mirroring is often done unconsciously. It's like a dance where she's matching your steps without even thinking about it. This mimicry creates a sense of harmony and comfort, showing that she's not just physically there, but mentally and emotionally tuned into you. So, how should you respond? Acknowledge this harmony with a warm smile or a playful comment about your shared tastes. It's about appreciating this clear sign of connection, making her feel comfortable and seen. Remember, in the art of attraction, sometimes the quietest moves speak the loudest. Isn't it fascinating how two people can sync up without even trying? And there you have it, the clear signs she's into you. So what's next for you? Discover the signs you're an attractive older guy, or learn the best compliments to give younger women. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.